Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, Sashir. Hello. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi. Hi there. Hi.
Oh,
hello.
Boy, hi. Oh, boy. I rushed here to record this episode with you.
I sprinted all the way from my bedroom.
I'm so exhausted from running from my bedroom to my office. My goodness.
Yeah, we made it, though.
Can I tell you something? I had the air conditioning fixed in my office, and it has been pleasant.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it used to get really fucking hot in here, and I'd turn on the air, and it would blow, but it wouldn't blow cold air, and it would just be, like, unbearable. It's steamy over here in Los Angeles, California.
Believe it or not, it gets a little warm.
Summer's in full swing here. Sunny Los Angeles, California.
In sunny Los Angeles. Do you know/have you had an HVAC tune-up?
Girl, I had to replace my whole HVAC system at my house because it was so old, and I am so cheap. So I just had the man come out every year to put Freon that they don't make anymore. That he was hoarding it. He was like, they stopped making it, I don't know, like 5-6 years ago or something. But he was like, we bought it in bulk, not knowing that they were going to stop making air conditioners like this and the Freon or whatever that goes in it. And he was like, yeah, I can. He's like, I'm running low. Last year, he was like, I'm running low. You will have to replace your whole system eventually. And I was like, he's like, it's like 15 years old. Ooh. And I was like, okay. So then I did it. Now it's way better.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've only been in this place for a year, so I have no idea what the system even is like. Mm-hmm. But I have a home warranty, and they're like, we do HVAC tune-ups, and it should happen. And I was like, okay. And then I tried to request an appointment, but then it just didn't even, nothing happened.
Oh, no.
I know.
I'm so sorry. God bless.
But I did call the home warranty people. I tried to do it online. It was confusing, but then I called because I also need my washing machine fixed. I know this is very interesting for everybody.
Yes. Everybody wants to know what's wrong with our homes.
But that was actually super easy because you just pushed a bunch of buttons and it was like, what do you need? And I was like, washing machine. And they're like, what's wrong with it? And I was like, won't drain. And they're like, okay, we'll send someone out. And I was like, oh. Well, I love that. So I think I'm just going to try to call it back and do the HVAC. And I hope that's an option.
I hope that's an option, too. I just have a HVAC guy who. When I got the house, I said, give me all the people who do things to this house. I want those numbers. And then they kind of since they've been working at the house for so long, gave me the same rate that these people who'd been living in the house since 1995.
That's great.
Had,
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so URL's wheeling and dealing, baby.
I wonder, I feel like the previous owner had a list. I should look at the list. I don't know if that was a list of people who have worked on the house.
Yeah, you should look at the list, and it might be helpful because if they've been working on the house long enough, they know what needs to be done already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I called the HVAC guy, he immediately was like, the Freon, you need the Freon. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
And then he talked for so long about Freon.
What is Freon?
I don't know. It's the thing that makes things cold. Cars also have Freon for the air conditioning. Yeah. It's a, okay. It's like a, it looks like Nickelodeon slime. Speaking of Nickelodeon, oh my God, yes. Sashir, I am reading Jeanette McCurdy's memoir. It is wild.
Oh no. Oh boy.
I read it before bed, which is a mistake, but it is nutty. Her mom, wow, God bless. But it was like a tumultuous home and then tumultuous times on set. Like, and then she calls him the creator, but you can truly quickly Google who created that show and a bunch of other shows on Nickelodeon. And I did some digging and I found a super cut of a bunch of children with their toes out. He apparently has like a foot fetish. And Ariana Grande at one point has her like big toe in her mouth. And I was like, what? And then somebody like put ketchup on other toes and they're like wiggling around. And I was like, ah! And then other people have said that they had to take their shoes off during like auditions with him. And then the star of, I can't remember what show is leading. She led a protest outside Nickelodeon on Thursday. And I recorded at Nickelodeon on Thursday. And I was driving and I was like, what is this? Oh, are people excited for something coming out of Nickelodeon that they didn't read a single sign? But I was like, oh, what's coming out? And I asked somebody, I was like, is something coming out that people are excited about? And they're like, no, that's not what that's about. And I went, oh, okay. And I didn't inquire anymore. And then as I was like Googling, I found out that it was a protest. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah. It's
protesting what specifically?
That Nickelodeon had a lot of people sign NDAs. And they were like, let's not protect predators, especially there's children involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And in her book, she says this man would like yell at kids and like make them cry. And it got to the point where he wasn't allowed on set anymore. And they set up this like tent away from set where he was watching on like four different monitors and had his Nickelodeon awards with him and a plate of cool cuts and would be screaming, would just be screaming notes to people. And then a PA would have to run back to Village to give them the notes. It's pretty wild.
I don't know what it takes to make a kid's show, but I imagine many people could do it. Like, why would they keep this man as if the quality of what he was making was so, I mean, I guess those shows were long running, but as if like no one else can think of something that would entertain kids.
Yeah. It's, it is pretty wild to think about that. It's like only this person who is terrible can make the kid shows.
Yeah. Find someone else.
Yeah, I guess it's the same thing in the adult world. If this person is screaming at people, let's not deal with them.
Also, I don't want to see your foot fetish
on TV, like,
acted out on TV, because I'm just thinking about that person getting off on seeing these little toes.
Ugh.
It's like you can like whatever you like.
No.
Just don't put in your work. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm kidding.
No. Yeah. Like that in the privacy of your own home. Like Quentin Tarantino movies. I am a fan of his directing. I think he's made some great work. Mm-hmm. But I just it's distracting when I'm like, I'm just staring at feet. I watch
Kill Bill. There's some toes in Kill Bill.
There's toes in Kill Bill. Lots of toes in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
Like Dakota Fanning is like, you mostly see her feet. Her feet are bigger than her head.
No.
Some of those shots. Yes.
Well, is she really that little that her feet are bigger than her head?
No. It's like the way they have the camera at her feet. So in the actual frame, her feet look bigger.
Ugh. That's sick. Yeah.
I know.
Hey, let's not do, what is it called? Not object permanence, perspective. I don't want perspective on feet where the feet are bigger than the head. Yuck.
What was the one I just watched recently? It was part of the Grindhouse. He did one where it was like a bunch of stunt women. It was actually Uma Thurman's stunt woman. And again, parts of it were cool, but then there are parts where it's like, I'm just looking at feet and I'm like, this is disgusting. The feet aren't disgusting, but it's disgusting knowing that the person who created this is like, getting his rocks off
with these feet.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, you sent me a video of a man at his wedding in front of his loved ones, family, friends, was sucking on his bride's toes.
Fully in his mouth.
Ugh. Yeah. If somebody invited me to their wedding and there was toe sucking, I would say, I object. Whether or not the ceremony was over or not, I would say, now we have a problem. You just can't go on like this.
It's like, again, just do it at home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Save that for the bedroom.
Yeah.
I found this other couple on Instagram. They like get half naked and then like just like kind of like rub up on each other and like kiss, and she'll like wrap her whole body around him. And like their captions are like, this is what love looks like when two people love because of love. And I'm like, okay, but like, do I need to see this on Instagram?
Imagine setting up a camera. Going to the other side of the room, straddling your person. I mean, that, again, that part's normal. That part, people record themselves hooking up all the time. But then to be like, all right, now I'm going to edit it.
Yes. And then to put watch it on back Instagram. And be like, you didn't love me enough. I couldn't see the love in your eyes in that take. So like, we have to do that again. So then,
and then choosing fonts.
Yes.
Choosing captions.
Oh, God. Then there's this other couple I love to look at. One of them's always having a problem. And then it'll be like them hugging and sad music. And then I'll be like, I wasn't confident until yesterday when my partner told me to be a little bit more confident. Or it's like, boo-hoo, my hair won't go up into a ponytail. And I was sad about it till my partner said, your hair will grow one day. And it's very funny because they're very, very little problems. And they make these videos where they're just so sad on beaches and stuff. I think I've sent them to you. I think I send you all the weird couples I find.
Yeah. It's like, if I was with someone who was like, okay, I'm gonna set up this camera, I'm gonna hug you, and I want you to look really, really sad, as if we had just like had an intense conversation, I'd be like, no.
No. I'm so sorry. I couldn't possibly.
I don't want to pretend. Or we did have an intense conversation. I don't want a fucking camera right now. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
I really want to go to Detroit. There's a big slide there. Have I sent
this? Oh, it's the one that people are getting hurt? It looks horrible.
So there's this giant slide in Detroit. It's a big, it seemed like metal, and it has lots of bumps down. And people, the way these people's bodies are being thrown down this slide is so violent and incredible. And then so many people were like getting hurt, and there was tons of videos going around. So the slide people, I don't know who owns the slide. They made a video showing you how you're supposed to go down the slide, and you put yourself in the sack, and you're supposed to like lean forward and then like go down it. But nobody's listened. And I found another video of people just flying down this, and they're like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I'm really debating whether or not I'm going to fly to Detroit to go down this slide.
I don't want you to go down the slide. It looks painful. Like the sound is like, it's like not, there's no cushion.
No.
It's not even plastic. It's no, metal. It's like metal. It's hot metal in the sun. And you were getting flung around.
I love it.
I mean, I'm surprised no one sued yet.
I'm sure there's like some sort of like little paper when you walk up there that's like, have fun. Also, remember, we are not liable when you die. Bye bye.
Bye bye. It looks horrible.
Yeah, it looks wild. But I think I sent it to you last night. I watched it on loop for a while and just kept laughing. There was one person in particular who went down sideways. Boy, it was funny to me.
It's also like, there shouldn't just be one way you can go down the slide so you're safe. You should just be able to go down the slide and be safe.
They need to redesign the slide. That's what one would think. They should, but they're not going to, and I love it.
I haven't watched it. There was some documentary about, I think it was a water park, and people kept dying on this slide.
I think it was in New Jersey.
Oh, maybe.
I'm like 99% sure it was in Jersey. And yeah, it was, I can't remember what the slide was either or what the park was. But yeah, I think they shut down the whole park maybe.
Like someone got decapitated, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's not good.
No, that's not good at all.
I don't want to lose my head at an amusement park. I'm trying to get amused. That's not amusing.
It's horrifying. I'll lose my marbles. I'll lose my lunch. I don't want to lose my head.
I'll lose my marbles and my lunch. That's pretty funny. I'll lose my marbles, my lunch, my child, but not my head.
No, Kimmy found something.
Oh, 10-year-old Caleb. Oh, no.
Ooh, yeah. He died after he was decapitated while riding the world's tallest slide, a 17-story high Verda attraction in Kansas City at the Schlitterbahn Water Park.
Schlitterbahn.
It's all German themed.
Oh my God.
The raft taking him down the Verdacht means insane in German, went airborne, killing the boy and injuring two passengers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I might be done with roller coasters and big rides and stuff like that. And when I went on one recently after have not doing that in a very long time, and I was like, I don't know if my body's meant for this anymore. Like, it hurt. And we didn't even, like, go upside down or anything. It was just, like, rattling and going fast. And I was like, ow!
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I have I'm fat, and I've got pretty wide, like, I have big thighs. So anytime I've ever sat in a roller coaster seat, it, like, rubs the sides. So when you are knocked around, I get off, and I'm like, I'm actually bruised. Like, this is rather painful. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been to an amusement park in years. Like, just walking around in the heat, trying to find Dippin' Dots and getting on coasters. This sounds too exhausting.
Yeah. It's kind of lost its luster with me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. God bless.
Yeah. I used to love roller coasters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if I loved roller coasters or if I loved that I was, like, unaffected by them. I was like, yeah, okay, it goes upside down and it drops really big. I'm fine with it. It's not that scary because it ends. It's not something that you're on forever, you know?
Yeah.
So that's how I'd reason. I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. And then on the roller coaster, I'd be like, this is exhilarating and fun. But now I'm like, you want me to walk upstairs to get on a ride that's going to hurt me?
Yeah.
And maybe I lose my wig.
Yeah, maybe you lose your wig or your phone or anything. Your lunch.
Your marbles. Clang, 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 clang. You kill someone because your marbles fall out while you're 1,000 feet in the air.
It wouldn't be funny if someone died, but that would be funny if someone's marbles are just coming out of someone's pockets.
It's like, what is happening? Oh, no. Then it gets stuck on the track and it derails and your final destination right into the sun.
No. It's a risk.
I think it was the Batman ride at like Six Flags where they were like, now the ride tilts you forward so you're on your stomach so you get fly. And I was like, what? On Earth? Who thought that was nice and fun? You want me to have full pressure on my stomach and then as we go upside down, go up and down on my stomach? Because you know those harnesses never quite are like tight enough that you're not moving.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a Superman ride. I don't fucking know. But it's wild. This shit's nuts.
It's freaking nuts, dude.
Yeah. And then carnivals? Don't get me started. These people pack up rides, move them to a new location. In a day, put them up and then go, hey, they're safe.
I saw one where I think it was like some sort of like swinging ride at a carnival. And it was like not tethered to the ground or something. Mm-hmm. And then patrons were holding it down so that it wouldn't like just fall over.
Yeah. And I was like, where's the ride operator? How come some man had to see it happen? And then someone was just recording it. You know what I mean? Someone was like, oh, shit. And people, they're not okay. Let me whip out my phone and not help, which is wild.
Yeah. But then sometimes I'm like, yeah, why are you just recording? But then it's also like, well, if this turned into a tragedy, it would be nice to have evidence of what happened, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There was a guy who fell out of a thing. It's like one of those, like, it's like a cylinder with seats around it, and it shoots up and shoots down and it goes up and down. And on the way down, he fell out and like hit the ground. And then they were like, oh, he wasn't fastened in. And they were like, no, here's a video from when before they went up in the air and he was definitely fastened in. It's just like rides are crazy. We're not meant to. Why are we doing this to each other? Why are we shooting people out of this this plane to the sky? For what?
I guess it's like for thrill seekers.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other stuff that could be done.
Yeah. You ever ride down a hill pretty fast on a bike? It's pretty scary.
You ever spin around in a circle until you get dizzy?
You ever walk too fast, you get lightheaded?
Just do a bunch of burpees.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll get the same thrill. You ever clean your house really good and then look around and go, look what I did?
ever take a really hot shower when you haven't eaten and you get a little dizzy?
That one got me because this happened so many times. I'm like, woo-wee, the steam got to me.
Yeah, do that for thrill seeking. Yeah. It's much safer.
Don't go to Six Flags. Go upstairs to your bathroom. Or across the hall. I don't know where everyone's bathrooms are. I didn't want someone to listen and go, I don't have an upstairs. How will I get my thrills? Well, and if you have a shared bathroom, because some people have that, you go to that shared bathroom. I got you covered. If you have an outhouse, get in there.
Well, I don't know if the outhouse has a shower. Does the outhouse have a shower?
I don't know. Some maybe do. I don't know. What's an outhouse? Is it just a toilet?
I thought it was just like a toilet. Yeah, that was just like a wooden porta potty.
Oh, maybe. And do people have them at their homes?
I think some do. Like if you're in the woods.
Why? Why isn't it in your house?
Maybe if it's like you don't have a plumbing system.
Oh.
If there's no septic system.
Where's
it property,
going?
Like in a hole.
In a hole? What if it fills
ground
up? Who?
There's like services that come empty it, I think.
What? No. So like you're at your house and then you go to the bathroom in the outhouse and then you go, hey, babe, it's full. We got to call them. And then you got to wait for someone to come get your poop. No, not like this.
Not like this.
Oh, my word. What a way to live. No judgment on people who live like that. That's fine. That's great. It's great for you. I don't know if it's for me.
Yeah, that's okay if it's not for you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is there like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is really rocking your world.
Oh, my God. So, like, are they scooping it from where the toilet is? Or is there in, like, another hole that they're sucking it from? Oh, my God.
This I don't know.
Kimmy seems
to know. Do you
know,
Kimmy?
My instinct is they would either, this is like old days, right? We're talking like no indoor plumbing, 1800 situation, right? I think sometimes they would either just like fill in that hole and then dig a new one, or they could like move the wooden structure maybe. They just go and they lift like the toilet part and then they dig it out from there. I think,
oh Lord.
I think the game has changed from then, but I think there's a couple approaches.
You know, when you go to a national park and there's like toilets where it just plops down into a hole.
No.
Okay, well, some national parks it's like that. But something, they don't move that structure. Something comes and empties it out. So I
maybe
don't know
hose?
If there's like a suction thing, maybe a hose. Or maybe there's like a compartment underneath the building that
Lord
opens and they take it out that way. I don't know.
My God. So you just like go to a national park and you shit and then like it takes a minute and then you hear plop. Because it's got to travel down the hole.
I don't know how deep it is. There was, I don't remember which, maybe it was I going to the Grand Canyon? I can't remember where I was, but the smell was unbearable because it was just
the people's shit.
The nation's shit.
The nation's shit. I think you've only been twice in the last couple of years, but for me, it felt like you were going every weekend for a while, and I don't know why it felt like that. I was like, yeah, so she's going to the Grand Canyon again. Yeah, it's Saturday, so she's at the Grand Canyon. Oh, Tuesday, so she's at the Grand Canyon. And I know it was only twice, and I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, I think because it was close time-wise, because it was a road trip, so I went out past the Grand Canyon, or like I went to the Grand Canyon on the way to the Midwest, then drove from the Midwest back and then hit up the Grand Canyon again. So I think like within 2 weeks, I had seen the Grand Canyon twice. Mm. So it probably did seem like she's always in the Grand Canyon.
I guess also you never really post on Instagram, but you posted both times. So I was like, yeah. Oh my God, she's in the Grand Canyon. She loves the Grand Canyon.
Oh, again? I mean, I could probably go every week of the year and probably still not even see everything going on at the Grand Canyon. There's so much of it. It's so grand.
It's a big hole, right?
Very big hole.
And yeah. How did this hole get made? Natural?
Yes. You sound unconvinced.
You sure nobody was digging?
I don't think so. I think it would take a very long time to dig all that. I feel like water did it.
Mm.
Did water do it?
But now there's no water in the canyon.
Yeah, correct.
Interesting. Okay.
Isn't there a river?
Oh, a river. That is water.
Yeah, I think in some parts is a river. Kimmy's on the case.
Yes, scientists estimate the canyon may have formed 5 to 6 million years ago when the Colorado River began to cut a channel through layers of rock. Wow. Man, this earth that has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's so wild. I maybe want to travel in time to like see a dinosaur, but like I don't want to get eaten up by one, but I do want to meet a stegosaurus.
Oh, okay. Just and, so say hello.
Yeah, because I think about Sarah from Land Before Time and she seems like catty but friendly, and I feel like all stegosauruses are like that. Also,
isn't she a triceratops?
Ah shit, what's a stegosaurus?
I think that was Littlefoot. No,
oh, the long neck.
Oh, wait. No, that's a stegosaurus. I don't think that...
Wait, what's a triceratops?
With the, like, horn and the head.
Oh, yeah. Thing. She's definitely a triceratops. Wow. So I'm going to say hello to the wrong thing when I travel back through time. I'm embarrassed. Well, yeah. That's Littlefoot. Littlefoot's one of those. And okay. Sarah was so mean to him, calling him a long neck. Did you watch Land Before Time?
All the time, yeah.
I loved that movie. I haven't watched it in a while.
I haven't either.
Maybe I should revisit it and see what it's really about.
Let's watch it. What is it about?
I don't remember. I
he like lost his family, right?
Oh, no.
I feel like he got to... Oh, no. Yeah, it's not like a happy story. I think he got separated from his family.
Oh,
he's looking
yeah.
For
he got separated from his mom. And then Sarah and Ducky try to help him.
Yes.
And there's other ones. And there's like an evil one. Right?
There's always an evil one.
Yeah. Have you ever seen We're Back? It's a great movie.
No.
Okay. We're Back is about a boy. I think he's an orphan or something. And he's like, I wish I had a friend. A friend. And then dinosaurs fucking come back because he makes a wish with this crazy eyed scientist slash like magician slash like owner of the circus. And then the dinosaurs come back and then he takes the dinosaurs and puts them in the circus and they're really upset about it. And then there's like a girl or something. I don't know. She also wants a friend. A bunch of people want friends. And then the dinosaurs come back and then there's a big parade. I'm not describing this movie well.
And then there's a parade.
There's a big parade with the dinosaurs. And then there's like musical numbers.
What? Oh, wait. Actually, no, wait. You have described this to me and it still sounds wild. I think maybe you should be the parade part.
Oh, maybe. The things I like are very dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
The things I like, how you say, very dumb. But it truly, I remember as a kid, it truly brought me joy. Like, it was a real treat to watch every time I watched it, which was a lot.
Sounds great.
I started a movie last night, and I can't remember which one, because I was, like, pretty sleepy, and I didn't finish it. Oh, yeah, Nope. I started Nope. Have you seen Nope?
No, I have not. Also, are you watching it online? Where is it?
It's on Apple. You can rent it for $19.99.
Ooh, I might do that.
Apparently, movies come out in the theater and then immediately are on your TV a couple days later.
I do like that.
I like it, but I also like don't like it. I like being forced to go to the movies.
Yeah, I do like going to the theater.
I love a theater. The last movie I watched was, what was it? Was it Thor?
I think that was the last movie I watched.
Wow, it's been a minute. When was Comic-Con? July?
A month ago. Yeah, it was July.
A month? I got to get to the movies.
This is too long without the movies.
I got to go see a movie in a dark theater with some friends and strangers.
Yes, yes, yes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Let's do some questions.
Ooh, ooh.
Ooh, ooh. I wish I had a friend, a friend, a friend. I wish I could remember what part that was.
Well, they should have just called this a podcast. We would help them instead of those dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. They really should have, yes. But the movie did come out years and years and years ago and the podcast didn't exist.
Oh, yeah. But maybe if they wished hard enough, we would have created the podcast.
Yeah, we would have heard their wishes and been like, this is here. Well, we got to record something for the people.
Someone needs us.
Hey, Nicole, Sashir, Kimmy, and Jordan, longtime listener, first-time writer. I want to ask your advice on a situation with my friend. Let's call her Callie, she, her, 24, and you can call me Jamie, she, her, 26. On New Year's Eve coming into 2022, Callie came to visit me for the day. She was staying 8 hours away from her parents. We had been friends for 1.5 years at that point, but spent the last 6 months living in different countries. We talked almost every day during those 6 months. We had spent much of the day with my mom since I was living at home, but the last few hours before midnight alone, we had several margaritas and talked about the fact that we didn't think we were straight, which we've talked about before.
I said I thought I could be in a relationship with a woman, but wasn't sure about the physical stuff. She said she could see the physical stuff, but probably not a relationship. But I think this is because her family is pretty conservative. When midnight came around, we were watching a movie, but rushed to watch the ball drop. We missed it. Once we got the movie turned back on, she said, I was going to kiss you at midnight, but that was anticlimactic. Without a second thought, I said, I would have kissed you. But I think a part of me panicked because I immediately said, something about the movie and we went back to that. She didn't bring it up again. We stayed up until 3 a.m. listening to music and talking more. When I went to bed slash the next morning before she left, I felt like something was lingering between us. Nothing remotely like this had come up between us before. I didn't think I was attracted to her in that way, but here I am 6 months later, wishing I had the courage to go through with it. Things went back to the way they were before pretty much immediately. We still talk every day and live in different countries. My question is, should I bring it up to her? Part of me wants to know if she had feelings for me before this or if it was just a spur of the moment thing. But I also don't want to make our friendship weird if she hasn't thought about it since. My biggest fear is that she felt like I rejected her in some way. We will be living in the same country again in about 6 months, and we may even live in the same state. So I think I'll be seeing her again. I really don't want to lose her as a friend, but I also think she could be responsible for a real life bi panic moment. Any advice is appreciated. Love to you all.
Something in me tells me that she should wait till she's back in the country and that they can talk face to face.
Yeah.
There's something about like having that conversation over the phone or text that feels like, I don't know, not like, I don't know what the word is, but I think it's like, because if you're in person and you're like, hey, we never talked about that kiss again, and I think I'd like to kiss you, then the kiss could happen as opposed to building up something. And then you can make up a whole story about what it's going to be like if you say it over the phone and you're not together.
Yeah. Although sometimes people are better at communicating when they write it out. Like any feelings or thoughts this person has, maybe it'd be better communicated through text or email or something. And then, and also receiving, same thing. Some people are better at receiving information when they can read it and read it over and over again, as opposed to like in the moment. Because like in that moment, you know, they both essentially said, I want to kiss you, and then weren't able to.
Oh, that's good.
You know, but maybe if they read it or said it or like wrote it and then they're like, you know what? I have had time to think about this. I absolutely want to kiss you. And then when they see them, they can actually do that. But I think either is right. Like either saying it like in person or saying it when they're in a different country, written or on the phone or whatever, however you communicate. Both are correct. Just say it.
Yeah, I think you have to just say it. Because like what if there's a beautiful relationship to be had? And what if your friendship doesn't get ruined if it doesn't work out? What if you like your friendship gets stronger if it doesn't work out? Maybe it will work out for years and years and years. And you have like a long love and things you want to do together. I don't know. I'm all about this. I understand having like panic about varying from the norm of what like society wants you to do or what you've been taught to do or what you think you should do. But like love happens in different ways. And I think we should teach people to like not be scared of that. I don't think everyone is fully straight. I think love and sexuality is a full spectrum that we don't talk about enough. And I think it's okay to love someone who's not your gender one day and love someone who is your gender the other day, or someone who doesn't identify as a gender another day. And I think it's okay. And I don't think it changes your identity. And I think we tie a lot to identities that we don't need to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also possible you guys kiss or hook up or whatever, and you're like, actually, no. And that's also fine. But I think it's nice that you've already, a little bit of the door has been opened.
Yeah.
And at least you're comfortable with this person enough that they're your friend. And I would hope that if you did voice how you feel, that they would be receptive enough to either say, yes, I still want to kiss you, or, you know, I actually want just to be friends with you and move on. But I think that's okay. I don't think your friendship's going to be ruined if you say something. I hope not anyway.
Yeah, I don't think so. I feel good about this.
I feel good about this too. Yeah, Yeah. Kiss her.
Kiss her.
Kiss the girl. Also, planes freaking exist. You know, like if you talk about it and you guys aren't in the same country, go visit her. Go get your girl.
Go get your girl. I thought you were talking about spiritual planes. And I was like, yes, queen. Get deep. And then I was like, different country. Why do they? Oh, she means a literal fucking plane. Okay.
Get on a plane. Get on a plane and go see her. Or have her come home. Like, maybe she'll come home to the States and visit or something. You know?
Yeah.
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 Keep I don't think good. You should wait another 6 months to say anything.
All right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Shana na 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 na, don't be shy. Wow, 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 wow. You gotta kiss that girl. Wow, wow, shana na 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 na. You gotta kiss that girl. Wow, wow. What are the other lyrics? You gotta kiss that girl. Wow, wow. Oh, okay. There you see her.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say.
But there's something, about
her.
Wow, wow, wow.
And you don't know
why you're dying to try.
You want to kiss the girl. Wow, wow. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. Possible she wants you to.
She wants you to. There is one way to ask her.
It don't take a word, not a single word.
Go on and kiss the girl.
Wow,
now, wait a
wow.
minute. Now that I'm analyzing these lyrics, if they're basically saying, don't ask her.
Yeah.
Just kiss her. Oh, there's not God. One word you need to say. You need to
not
just.
Not a single word. Just go on.
Not
and
a single
kiss
word.
The girl.
Just kiss her.
Okay, sing with me now. Sha la 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 la. Oh my, look at the boy too shy. Ain't gonna kiss the girl.
Ain't that sad?
Ain't that a shame? Too bad he's gonna miss the girl.
Miss the girl.
Wow, this is wild. Sebastian is—he's crazy for this one.
Sebastian, you wild.
You wild out here, Sebastian.
I was actually talking to someone about cartoon crushes. And I was saying how I don't think I realized it then, but I definitely was attracted to the human version of Ursula.
Sure. Yeah. She was hot.
She was hot.
She was so hot. And then when her voice came out all deep, I was like, well, that's for me. And she's like, Eric. I was like, oh. Eric, no.
Eric, no.
Yeah, that was for me. And I really loved. Yeah. So I loved Ursula in Ursula form. I was like, hot. And then I loved when she was in human form and she was like singing and stepping on things. I was like, yes, queen. Oh, my God. You get meaner, thinner.
Meaner and thinner.
This is for
me. She's hungry.
She's like, please let me eat something. Okay.
All right. Let's do one more.
Hi. I accidentally left a message that was not real because I was driving and it was connected. Anyway, so I have a friendship advice question. For context, you can call me Sage. My pronouns are they, them. And basically, I have this friend who is getting married, and I haven't really talked to her much since our sophomore year of high school. I'm going into my junior year of college, if that gives any context as well, and she wants me to go to her wedding. But keep in mind, when we were sophomores in high school, the person she's marrying, who she was dating back then, called me a gap-toothed F-slur, which is obviously very homophobic, and I guys, after he did that, let her back in because I thought she broke up with him, but turns out he's there. And he called me a gap-toothed F-slur because I was meddling in their relationship drama, and I told him he was abusive because he was and probably is. Anyway, I was invited to her wedding on the exact same night that I already have tickets to see Lizzo, and obviously, I don't even want to go to this wedding, but also, like, I can't say, hey, I have a family emergency, or hey, like, I have something important. Because if I post pictures from Lizzo or someone else posts pictures of me at Lizzo's concert, I don't want her to find out. So, like, I don't know. What's the best way to tiptoe around that option? She already knows that her boyfriend called me a gap-toothed Essler, because I told her and I showed her the messages to prove it. And she told me I needed to not. Anyway, she's not a good friend. I don't like her, but I know she will cause a lot of drama and probably be very toxic if I don't go to her wedding. But I don't want to go to her wedding, and I'm not going to. So I guess my question is, how do I explain to her that I don't want to go to her wedding without her flipping out? Anyway, longtime fan, and I love you both so much. I hope I get to see some of you do a show someday. Bye. Love you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. This person put it in writing? I don't like that. This person who called him a gap tooth F word.
Oh, I think I missed that. They wrote it down. What did they put in writing?
They said, I don't remember the pronouns. They said that they showed their friend the receipts of being called a gap tooth F word. Okay, Here are my thoughts. Say to your friend, I know that you think that they're going to be toxic. Say to your friend, I genuinely don't feel comfortable going to your wedding after your fiance called me that. I don't like to be disrespected and then have to smile at the person who disrespected me. It bothers me. He said it 3 times in that call. It bothers them. I think you go to Lizzo. Go to Lizzo. Have a nice time. I think we cut this person out of your life. If they don't care that their partner called you that and didn't defend you or speak to them, and they're just fine with them disparaging you, no, no, no.
I have a question. Was the slur said in high school? When was this? It was in high school when this happened?
It is not 100% clear, but it does sound like the incident happened in high school.
Okay. I'm on your side and on Sage's side. I don't think they should go to the wedding, period. This does sound like a bad friend. I will say I could see maybe the perspective. I have no idea what the perspective of the bride is, but maybe they're like, well, that was in high school. You know, like people say shit that they don't mean, or they did, or he didn't know better, blah, blah, blah. Sounds like Sage thinks this person has not changed. So like, whatever, who cares? But I could see as adults now, the couple being like, well, that was so long ago, you know, like, you know, he didn't know it was that bad back then, blah, blah, blah. Which does not excuse it at all. But I feel like because it was so long ago, if it was in high school, I wouldn't bring it up as a reason why I wouldn't be going to the wedding, just because the rebuttal could be, but we were kids, you know, like you're not coming to my wedding because of this thing that happened years ago.
Okay. What about this? Before the wedding, bring up that this still bothers you and that you would like an apology before you attend the wedding. And if an apology comes nice and like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know this still bothered you. Of course, I don't think that about you. I said it when we were kids. It's not nice. It doesn't excuse my behavior, but I am genuinely so sorry that that affected you so much. I think that's like nice. And I think that is a good step, so long as like you're not disrespected a different time. And that is the most egregious one, or like the one that like is bad or whatever. Yeah, I think that like, I don't know. I think then like go to the wedding.
I kind of feel like you don't have to say anything. I don't think you have to ask for an apology. I don't have to think you have to say that you were hurt by these words. This sounds like you don't even really like the bride that much.
Yeah, that too.
At the end, they were straight up like, she's not a good friend. So it's like, you don't have to put in extra effort to even repair or maintain this relationship if she's not. So you could just say, I have other plans. And if she has like a bachelorette party or like, I don't know, if there's some other gathering that's happening, if you want to be nice, if you even want to be nice at all to her, if there's some other pre-wedding gathering, maybe you can go to that, but not the actual ceremony, and then skip all that other stuff. But I don't think you have to give her a reason. I don't think you have to go in depth as to why you're not coming. You can just say, I have plans, and maybe wait a day or two before you post the Lizzo pictures. But yeah, I don't think you actually owe her anything. Because it sounds like you probably have talked to her about it. You definitely talked to her about mm-hmm. it as it was happening. And if she wasn't empathetic then, when she's in bride mode, I can't see her being empathetic now. Because it's kind of like all about her and her day and her man. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's going to have the capacity to talk about this now. Maybe this is a conversation that can happen later. But also, I don't think you had to bring it up. That's what I think.
I think it's good. I think it's solved. I think we did it.
Yeah, I think we did it. If but definitely you, go to Lizzo.
Yes,
definitely
go don't to Lizzo. Don't go to the wedding. Go to Lizzo.
You could be celebrated there. Love is flowing in that concert space, not at that wedding necessarily.
You can email at NicoleInstashir@gmail.com or call 424-645-7003. Feel free to email us a voice memo as well.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Hooray!
Yay! We did it!
We did it.
Okay,
Nicole.
Get me out of here.
Okay. Get her out of here. Bye!
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.